Shortly after relocating, Carbondale's Dandelion Market abruptly shuttered due to mounting debt. Sotantar and Paramoop Anderson quickly offered to take over the space and purchase the equipment and leftover inventory. Among fully stocked Humming refrigerators, several farmers and Mana Food directors sat on crates for a potluck buffet.
My experience so far is that anything local that comes in the door sells.
Manager Sotantar Anderson announced that Mana Foods is especially interested in providing an outlet for local food producers.
And so really what we are is an opportunity, because if people have a glut of zucchini, a glut of apples, a glut of whatever it is, come to us because we can move it.
Mana Foods is run by nonprofit Adi Shakti Ashram, a religious community that was started last year. Richard Voltero joined as a board member to bridge knowledge from the days of the Carbondale Food Co-op, and board member Natalie Ray is helping the store with social media and marketing.
We had no idea how this ashram would manifest, but a year later, the co-op was struggling, and after it couldn't meet the goals that it had and had to close, we thought that this would be a great opportunity to fulfill the part of our mission that is to bring healthy food to the community.
Natalie Ray mentions some of the products that shoppers have expressed interest in purchasing from a local source.
Meats, milks, eggs, vegetables, fruits, produce.
Several farmers and ranchers attended the potluck, meant to foster working relationships between the store and local food producers.
The mission statement of sustainable settings is to build soil and to teach people about the importance of soil and earth care and good stewardship. The byproduct of that is to produce healthy, vital food. We just planted a half an acre of potatoes, we have about an acre of garlic. We got greens coming out right now, and it's just to the point where we're selling it off the farm. Radishes are coming up soon. So we're gonna have those things. I'm gonna try to keep those things planted weekly or 2 weeks, so there's always something fresh coming on.
That's Michael Long, representing sustainable settings.
We're gonna have a ton of kumquats soon, and fig leaves and grape leaves and things like that.
Callie Marion attended on behalf of the Central Rocky Mountain Permaculture Institute.
We would love for farmers to have their own label on foods when they come in, just so they're distinct. And then getting everyone who sources to us to kind of have template bio and getting those up on the wall so people can see their farmers.
Store manager Sotantar Anderson emphasized the value of providing bulk foods as a zero-waste alternative, encouraging all local food producers to contact the store about moving excess product.
We all have a philosophical or spiritual motivation for growing food and teaching about food and feeding people.
Callie Marion of the Central Rocky Mountain Permaculture Institute summarized a common theme at the meeting.
It just seems like that's part of what's necessary for the food system to improve, is like our whole lives, for us to just be more intentional in all ways. And super cool to see that there's at least three places.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.